I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Hosanna. These are the shouts of the crowd as our Lord enters Jerusalem. The shouts of joy, shouts for a king, shouts for a Messiah. In this scene of festive joy, it is hard to believe that in just a few short days, our Lord will be put on trial and nailed to a cross. But today is Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, the most important time and season in our church as we celebrate the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Palm Sunday is a very interesting day in the church year, as it is a day full of contrast. To put it even more bluntly, it is a day full of irony. This day, we read two Gospels. We start our worship by reading about our Lord's triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And yet, a few moments later, we read our Lord's passion, his betrayal, trial, and death. In our first Gospel, we see that Jesus is treated as a king, yet we know that he is destined to die. He is hailed as the Son of David, and yet he is painted as humble. And perhaps the most striking contrast, the crowds who hail Jesus as king with shouts of praise will be the same crowds who in just a few days have different shouts. But this time they will be, "Crucify him, crucify him." And beyond this, the church in our lectionary sets out even more contrasts for us. In our reading from the Old Testament today, we find the suffering servant who is our Lord crying out from the cross. And in the New Testament reading from Paul, we have our Lord Jesus Christ enthroned in heavenly splendor. We as the church have these series of contrasts set out for us today, but that is what Holy Week is, a series of contrasts. We have Jesus entering Jerusalem in triumph, then we move to his death on a cross, but that is not the end. We end with our Lord being raised from the dead in triumph, defeating death. So we have all these various readings that seem to be quite disparate for today, but there is a common connection point between them all. First of all, these readings focus squarely on Jesus and who he is. And secondly, all the readings focus on one very specific characteristic of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that is his humility. Jesus, whether he is riding in triumph into the city of Jerusalem or hanging on the cross, is one thing. He is humble. He has complete and humble obedience to the Father. Regardless of what situation we see our Lord in this week's readings, he is obedient and he is humble. We see the humbleness of our Lord in both Gospel readings for today. Of course, in the Passion reading, we see our Lord's humble obedience even unto death on a cross. Our Lord knows what he has come to this earth to do, and he is willing to do it. He humbly obeys the Father in order to die for the sins of the world. But what about our first reading, where Jesus is hailed as a king? Although our Lord is hailed as a king, he is still the humblest of kings. Jesus is riding into the city, not asking for praise or acclamation, but he is riding into the city, knowing full well what is about to happen. He is riding towards his death, towards his work on the cross to save the people of this world. Jesus could have saved the world in any way, but he chooses to save the world in humility and service, as we see from our Gospels. In our Old Testament reading from the prophet Isaiah today, we read about the suffering servant, who is none other than our Lord hanging on the cross. Here we have a much different picture of Jesus than him riding into Jerusalem. But what do these two pictures have in common? The humble obedience of our Lord. Here we see that our Lord is persecuted, he is mocked, he is spat upon, and yet the text says that our Lord does not turn away from God. And not only does Jesus not turn away from God, he is confident that God will vindicate him for doing his will. Although our Lord is suffering on the cross, this reading shows us he still knows that God's will is what must be done. His suffering is what completes it. He has complete obedience to the Father. God will vindicate our Lord, as we will see shortly. God will do the impossible, both for his Son, but also for all of us. Our third reading from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians today is a very ancient hymn of praise about our Lord Jesus. Although it is a hymn of praise exalting Jesus, it still focuses on his humility, humility for service both to God and to the world. The hymn starts out with these words, "Your attitude should be the same as Jesus, who, being the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross." Another way to put what Paul is saying in this hymn is this: Jesus is God, but although he is God, he chose to come to be with us in our own human form. And not only did he choose to come into this world, he died for us to atone, to make a sacrifice for the sins of the world. And not only did he come to die for us, he did it in the most horrific and shameful of ways. But why did he do this? He did it because he loves us, because he loves each and every single one of us to the point of death. Our Lord could only do these things because he was obedient to the Father. Our Lord is humble. He is obedient out of love for his world and for his creation. The hymn finishes by praising the exalted Jesus in heaven. We find another contrast this day in the very nature of God himself. And that contrast is simply this: God is at the same time the most powerful thing in the universe and also the most humblest. He is these two seemingly juxtaposed concepts, and yet he is the same Lord of the whole universe. This is our God who will die for us on the cross. Excuse me. We don't only see our Lord's humility in our readings for today, but we see it in all the events of this week. Our Lord will act like a slave or a servant when he washes his disciples' feet to show them how to humbly serve and love one another. The next day, our Lord will pick up his cross in humble obedience, and we too, my brothers and sisters, are called to do the same. We too are called to pick up our cross and to follow Jesus in humble obedience. We are to serve one another in humble obedience and love, because that is what Christ has done for us and called us to do. He has shown us service and love to others in humble obedience is the way to the Father, and we are simply called by Jesus to go and do likewise. You see, my brothers and sisters, the final contrast that is set out for us today, this Palm Sunday and the beginning of Holy Week, is the contrast between us as human beings and Jesus Christ as our Lord. This is the ultimate contrast of the day of the week. We as human beings are conflicted because of our nature in how we respond to God and his call upon our lives. We are the crowds in our hearts. We shout both Hosanna and crucify him, whereas our Lord is always obedient to the Father, following his will. Jesus has called us to be his disciples, which means we are to pick up our cross and to follow him. I once knew an elderly woman who is a very devout Roman Catholic, and she would tell me that at school as a little girl, she was always told that the first rule of heaven was obedience. And as we enter this Holy Week and read the stories of Jesus, I am more and more inclined to believe that this is true. So as we enter this Holy Week and our Lord prepares to pick up his cross in humble obedience, I would invite you to reflect on what your cross is and what the Lord is calling you to. And we, with the help of our Lord Jesus Christ, should always strive to follow him in complete and humble obedience wherever it leads us, even if it be death on a cross. Amen.